The importance of distinguishing between a people and their leaders. Iran has given us a perfect example of a people who are not responsible for the philosophy and actions of their leaders. Ceausescu's Romania might offer another. The Iranian leader shot and killed peaceful protesters. How can the ordinary Iranian be held responsible? And who would dare protest? And yet Iranians did. I'm not familiar with Israel, so I can't speak about it, but I do suspect that the Israeli people have been kept in the dark and lied to as well. And like every other people on earth, I again suspect, they just want peace and harmony in the world. That suspicion is fed by the withdrawal of support from Netanyahu when his holding back the IDF allowed Hamas to enter Israel. In my view, we have to make the distinction between the people and their leaders because never in Earth's history have so many of its leaders been corrupt. And they've been corrupted by the same organized force of which Jeffrey Epstein is one representative, the late Klaus Schwab another, etc. It used to be called the Illuminati and more recently is referred to as the Deep State or Cabal. If someone succeeds in having us think that all Israelis and Iranians are bad and wrong, or all Jews or all Muslims, we've lost the battle to keep the world at peace. We've signed up for a paradigm that has never worked in the past and won't in the future. More than that, we're helping the dark side win any one conflict, and the tragedies and excesses of the current conflict become the reason for the next one, which only pleases the dark elite whose top reptilian leaders are said to feed on our fear, which they call louche. Thus, to blame every citizen for the philosophy and actions of its leaders in today's world is a mistake. However, that doesn't let individuals off the hook. I believe they should be held accountable for their actions and only for their actions, but not because they were a citizen of this country or that. Because they did something they must now account for as individuals karmically responsible for what they do.